Papa, this is George, the fellow I was telling you about.
How do you do, sir?
Speak up, boy, speak up.
Well, sir, I'd like to marry your daughter.
Pshaw! Marry my daughter? Do you drink, boy?
Oh, well, thanks a lot, sir, but why don't we settle this other thing first?
George, please.
Look, George, are you sure you want to marry my daughter? She's a big responsibility, believe me.
Well, I can handle
it, sir. She's very demanding.
I know.
But through the years, her needs will change. She'll want more, require more.
Well, I know.
Think, boy. Think of the future. Think of 34 years from now, George, and all the years on the way. Will you know what to do in the years leading to 34 years from today? Think about expansion, George.
Expansion?
Sure. What will you do when your family expands, huh? You will soon feel the pressure of expansion. You'll have 3 mouths to feed instead of 2. There will be 3 separate systems to take care of. There won't be room. So what are you gonna do?
Why, I'll develop my skill till I support them. I won't stop till I work it out, because in the goal I'm working toward, there's one thing I can't afford.
What, George?
A pregnant pause?
But what about the economics of it?
Economics?
Money, boy, money! You'll have to support her in the style to which she's going to be accustomed. Economics will be a constant pressure. Through the years, her demands are gonna cost. She'll be a load that requires lots of spending. A dollar spent can become a dollar lost.
I know she'll want real estate and new equipment, and upon me she'll be a constant drain. Though it costs me a great deal, still one thing I'll always feel.
What do you feel, George?
Pain.
Gosh, Martha.
Oh, he's kidding, Papa. Actually, with George's economic potential, I'm sure he can always live up to my economic demand. And besides, one thing about George, he's got reliability. George is real reliable, Papa. In the clutch, he's never upset. Georgie, tell him the date we'll be married.
When, George?
I forget.
Oh, I know he tends to black out once in a while, but he's working on that. He's learning to plan and coordinate his whole system so that he can anticipate and correct his faults in advance. Right, George?
Right.
But, George, you know, there is something I worry about in the future.
What?
Well, your appearance. Will your face fill with lines and lines and more lines? Will you get big and bulky all around? Will all the neighbors complain that you're unsightly and say that you should be buried underground?
Now, wait a minute. I will do what I can with my appearance, for it's something at which I do not scoff. But from time to time you may hear me very gently say,
what, George?
Lay off. 34 years from now, sir, I will have found out the way. I will learn more and more until I'm prepared for 34 years from today.
You must learn more and more so you'll be prepared.